A British travel writer has just published her account of the Williams Lake Stampede. Abby King is based in Cardiff and last summer traveled to the Caribou community to get a first-hand look at the rodeo. Her trip was sponsored by Destination BC and Destination Canada. And yesterday, King published the first of a series of articles about the nearly 90-year-old event. We caught up with Abby King earlier today in Finland, where she's on another assignment.
Hi, good afternoon or good night from where I am in Finland at the moment.
I guess so. What are you doing in Finland?
I'm exploring the winter activities. It's minus 30 degrees here, so it's a lot of saunas and huskies and indoor art, things like that.
Now, Finland, of course, is a long way from Williams Lake, which is where you were also not that long ago. Tell me what brought you to Williams Lake.
Yes, that's right. Completely different temperature, too. I went to Williams Lake to see my first ever rodeo. It was part of a bigger project that I'm doing with a few other bloggers, and we're trying to find unusual festivals around the world, and unusual for us based in Europe, I would say, and just sort of make them better known, to introduce them to our readers.
Right. And how did you choose Williams Lake? How did that come to be?
It was part of a bigger project with Canada. I think probably the original thing was we wanted to be in Canada for Canada Day. And then people started talking about the Calgary Stampede as that being the biggest thing in West Canada and this sort of rodeo spotlight. And then I kind of got to thinking about what is it that makes an authentic rodeo and where can we go to see something like that, because Calgary Stampede is a big razzmatazz of an affair, and so we were really interested in seeing, you know, getting back down to the roots of it, really.
So what did you think when you got off the plane, or I don't know how you arrived in Williams Lake, what did you think?
I got off the plane, which was probably one of the most beautiful plane journeys of my life, I think. Seeing the snow and the forest below, and then there's a tiny airport, even smaller than Cardiff. And I think the first thing that surprised me is I hadn't really realised, I feel embarrassed now, I hadn't realised how big Western culture is, really. So the first thing that stood out was the cowboy hat. We just don't have those at home. And then the realisation, I'm not sure what I thought rodeo would be, maybe more of a sort of circus entertainment, embarrassingly, but to see that actually, no, there's these highly trained athletes who work incredibly hard and that it's supported by volunteers and that there's a whole sort of ethos around it was the real sort of big surprise for me, I suppose.
And I mean, who did you meet when you were there? Did you meet some interesting cowboys, or who did you talk to?
I was incredibly lucky. I managed to go behind the scenes, so I met very interesting cowboys who were very polite and very kind at my general ignorance about the whole thing. They treated me with respect and talked me through, showed me the equipment. I met the people who owned the animals. I met some of the volunteers. So I got to see lots of different sides of the rodeo, which I think really deepened my understanding of it.
What do you think you now understand about it that you didn't walking in?
I think the level of skill and the good treatment of the animals, actually, I know that's a contentious topic, but I think I'd heard a lot of things that turned out to be completely untrue about the way animals are treated there. So I'd say those.
Did you manage to ride any of the animals yourself?
Oh, God, no. I did ask, and I got met with more laughter than, you know, I thought maybe someone would call for the straitjacket. I got to stand right behind where they released the rider and the horses for the bucking broncos and then the bull riding, and I think standing close enough to those animals and athletes then was enough for me to realise that this wasn't going to be funding for me after all.
And again,
I was very keen when I first went there.
Yeah, I bet. And so a rodeo was just not on your radar at all. You had no idea what it was until you stepped foot on the grounds of the Williams Lake Rodeo?
Pretty much. I mean, again, another embarrassing thing to admit, but I'm not alone in this. I think everybody I know back in the UK all we know about it is from Brokeback Mountain, which I made the mistake of mentioning that when I was there and realised that was not the sort of thing to go and say. But for some reason, we just don't seem to have it. We don't have it on TV. We don't have it in the UK. And perhaps it's one of those things that we thought maybe happened 100 years ago, perhaps, because you might see it, I don't know, in Western films or something.
Did you think that there, I mean, because you talked about some of the contentious issues, but I'm wondering, too, I'm assuming some of rodeos would be, in your mind, maybe steeped in some stereotypes. Did you think that it bucked the trend of stereotypes, this rodeo, or did it sort of fit in what you would imagine?
Parts of it fit in. I suppose the outfits and some of the accents, but I think if the UK has an idea of rodeo at all, I would say, or my idea anyway, it's probably a lot more of Texas. And so to realise that actually, no, it's spread across the whole of North America, broke the stereotype. But the stereotype of people being, I don't know, perhaps very polite or tipping their hats or things like that, that was certainly true.
I understand you also wrote a post that you made mention of in this one about Williams Lake of what you learned traveling in Canada. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
What are some of the things you learned?
Well, overall in Canada, I was far less surprised and far less ignorant than I was of rodeo. I think when you get to travel the world, you see that Britain and Canada are quite closely related in many ways compared to other parts of the world. But even so, certain things that stood out was the love of maple syrup. I think obviously everybody knows that you have it there, but just finding it almost in every single hotel room and in little plastic cubes and the pancake breakfast is so widespread. That was one thing. At the Calgary Stampede, in fact, there was a night-long show celebrating in Canada, and there were a lot of celebrities. Ryan Gosling, I didn't even realise, was Canadian. There we go. lots of just little things like that. The big surprise is the radio. All the rest is just fun things along the way.
And would you recommend people check out the Williams Lake Rodeo? I mean, is that the takeaway?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the whole parts of Western Canada that I went to, I think. But I think for a different taste of rodeo, particularly if you've been to the Calgary Stampede, which runs, I think, for over a week and has the rodeo is actually quite a small part of it. If you really want to feel that you've got outside of the cities and seen a different part, an important part of life, then I definitely recommend going up to Williams Lake for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for checking it out and letting us know what you thought. And on to other things and have fun in Finland.
Thank you very much. I hope to. Once I warm up.